This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
We were just discussing how we felt about Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance, but nobody, and I mean nobody in the entire country, was probably more excited for Kendrick Lamar than Kevin.
They not like
I
us.
Was so
they
waiting for
like
this.
Us.
And
like us.
It's probably because it's the only song you really
I know. And as I said, disappointed. He disappointed because I was like, come out the gate with that. End with that. Just keep playing that. Why don't you just do the entire halftime performance with that song?
over and over again.
He actually has done that before. He's actually in L.A. He had a concert where he played it like 10 times in a row. Kevin, I don't even know where this all began. I think it began. This is where I think Kevin and Kendrick Lamar's relationship began, is when AB had said, I have never heard of Not Like Us somehow.
Yeah.
This song was the biggest song in the planet. It's like the only song that anyone ever played. And AB in her musical, like, I don't know, stone that she was living under, a rock that she was. So I've never heard of that song.
To this day, I've only ever heard it on our station. I never hear it on social media. I never hear anybody talking about
it. It was literally the most streamed song.
It was funny because it was everywhere but on our station. And then eventually it came to our station.
I didn't even watch the halftime performance. So I still have yet to hear it not on the station.
Oh my God. And Kevin's like, what do you mean you don't know Not Like Us? This is my jam.
They not like us.
And we all died. That Kevin, of all people, was like, this is my jam.
Yeah, I mean, he rocked with it from day one, though.
I'm all about a diss track. That's what I'm all about.
And yeah, Kevin, what do you think of diss tracks?
Yeah, that's right.
So Kevin, all he does is talk about Kendrick Lamar, and we had to make a hype video. And so we made a hype video of Kevin Lamar, Kendrick Lamar hype song for the Super Bowl halftime show, where Kevin is literally around the office just going,
They not like us.
You have to replay the same, like, you know, lyrics because we have to have a clean version.
Yeah.
At one point we have in this video, it's on our Instagram. If you go to Brett Mega Show on Instagram, Kevin is in handcuffs because he is so hyped that they had to arrest him.
That's right.
Yeah, our security guard.
Too much energy.
Shout out Tammy, yep. Our security guard, who literally had to put Kevin in handcuffs. And she was like, should I tighten them? And Kevin's like, no, not that hard.
You know, and it's so funny. That's why I think I was so excited. I was like, man, Kendrick is going to get out there. He's going to be just all over. It's going to be awesome. And then when he waited, and we finally got to hear Not Like Us for the halftime show, I was like, oh man, you disappointed me. But nobody can disappoint me because I still love.
I mean, I think you did a better job. Your energy was very high.
We should have just had Kevin on stage with Kendrick Lamar. That would have gone viral.
Yeah.
Who is the
cameo?
Who is this old white guy on stage with Kendrick Lamar?
Exactly.
Yeah, instead of Serena Williams crip walking, it's Kevin. He's just going bananas.
They not like us.
That's what they would have. Everyone, Kevin would be on the Today Show right now. Kendrick would have reached out. Kendrick, we need Kendrick to see Kevin's version Kendrick can know. Oh, this is what I should have
done.
Right. Kevin goes on tour with Kendrick Lamar.
This is how we lose
Pretty
Kevin.
Much.
Yeah. So go on our Instagram, share this, so then Kevin can go on tour with Kendrick Lamar, the Brett Mega Show on Instagram, so you can see Kevin perform.
That's right. I'm going to do this for Kendrick's career. Maybe mine, but more of Kendrick's.
Yeah, you're doing it for Kendrick's career.